Turn your Bibles with me to 1 John chapter 1. Today we're going to look at a passage of Scripture that really tells us about the vital cogs. If you don't know what a cog is, if you looked at a watch, the inside of a watch, you would see a bunch of little gears inside of it. And they call those gears cogs. And there's main cogs, there's the big cog, and some other cogs that have to be there in order for the clock to keep time. Well, we're going to talk about some main cogs of our relationship with Jesus Christ this morning. When you get to 1 John chapter 1, we're going to look at verse 5. Verse 5 of chapter 1, we're going to read down to chapter 2, verse 2. It says, "This is the message which we have heard from him and declare it to you, that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. My little children, these things I write to you so that you may not sin. If anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous, and he himself is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the whole world." We come to a passage of Scripture that reveals the inner workings of our relationship with God. Without the truth revealed here, we could never have fellowship with God. The two main truths revealed here, summarized in the last two verses of chapter 2. Let's read that. "My little children, these things I write unto you, so that you may not sin. If anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father." The first thing we see here is Jesus Christ, God's only Son, is the advocate for all believers. He is the advocate for all believers. And because Jesus is our advocate, and because he is our propitiation, it says later on in verse 2 that he is our propitiation, we can have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Now, what is an advocate? An advocate is someone who pleads your case. Someone who pleads your case. And a propitiation is someone that pays for your guilt in place of you. So, Jesus, as our advocate, has pleaded our case before the Father and said, "Listen, I know he's guilty, but I want to defend him and pay for his guilt." That is what we have in Jesus Christ. Because Jesus Christ came to this earth, lived a sinless sacrificial life, and died on the cross for our sins, then rose from the dead, he is capable of being our advocate. The one who defends us before God. The one who says, "I will pay for his sin, and I will defend him and take care of his guilt." That is what Jesus Christ does. He forgives us of our sins. He comes into our heart. He is our Lord and Savior when we trust in him. So it is because Jesus is our advocate and propitiation that we can have a relationship with God. This relationship is described as a walk and fellowship in this passage of Scripture. What I would like us to see is what this walk and fellowship with God looks like in the life of someone who is truly accepted, who has truly accepted Christ into their lives. I think we see that John, over and over again in this letter, tries to give us a contrast so that we can know that we truly are believers in Jesus Christ. That's one of the goals of this letter. So he contrasts light and darkness in this passage of Scripture. And then he contrasts truth with lies. And so he's trying to give us a clear view of what it means to truly walk with God, to truly have a relationship with Jesus Christ. And so as we look at this passage, I'd like us to see what that looks like, to see what it looks like to have true fellowship with God because Jesus is our advocate. Let's look at verse 5 and 6 again. It says, "This is the message which we have heard from him and declare to you, that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice truth." The first thing I'd like to call to your attention is because Jesus is our advocate, we have an enlightening fellowship with God. We have an enlightening fellowship with God. Now, what does that mean? Notice the phrase, "which we have heard and declare to you." Now, a real relationship with God, in a real relationship with God, you will be able to understand right and wrong, truth and lies, because he's going to reveal it to you because he is light. He is light. Jesus said, "My sheep will hear my voice." My sheep will hear my voice. Now, understand something about the message that is being revealed to us. It talks about the message. This message is revealed through the process of hearing and proclaiming. So today, why do we have church like this? Why do we have a preacher proclaiming and people hearing? Because this is how God reveals his message to us. This is how he shines the light on our lives. And he wants to reveal to us what is right and what is wrong, what is true and what is lies. And he says if we walk in the light, if we're walking in fellowship with him, we will have a clear view. We will hear his voice and he will tell us what is right and what is wrong. He will tell us what is true and what is a lie. And we will be able to be guided by his light, because he is light. In him is no darkness. If we fall, if we stumble, if we are hindered in our lives by sin, it is because we aren't walking in the light. We can have victory over our sins. We can have victory to know the truth and be wary of lies by walking in the light, by having this relationship with Jesus Christ. Now, this is why John says that if we don't see that we have sin in our lives, then we are walking in darkness. If you say you have fellowship with God, but you don't see anything wrong with the sins revealed in the Bible, and you're walking in them, there's a spiritual problem there. If you can walk in sin and do all these sins and God's not revealing to you that these things are wrong, then you need to take a spiritual evaluation of your life. If you can lie, steal, take God's name in vain, be mean to other people, and have no sense that you have sinned, you need to look at your life and see if you really have a relationship with the Lord. Do you really have a relationship? Are you walking in the light to the point where when you sin, because you will sin, the Bible tells us we're going to sin. If we say we don't have sin, we're a liar. But when you sin, you should have a revealing time. God should be revealing something to you at that point. Today I was having trouble with the copier. as I was copying the kids' homework for Sunday school. And I got really aggravated at the copier. You ever get aggravated at a copier? And I thought some things that I shouldn't have thought. You ever do that? Well, immediately, the Lord revealed to me, hey, that's not good. And I had to say, Lord, please forgive me. Okay? That's what I'm talking about here. There should be in your life, if you have a relationship with the God of light, this constant revealing as you go along, when you sin, he shines that light on it, and he shows you where you went wrong. I'm so thankful that it doesn't just end right there. Can you imagine having a relationship with someone where all they always do is point out what's wrong with you? Think about that for a minute, would you? You know, that would be awful, wouldn't it? If you were, the relationship you had with this person, all they ever did was point out what was wrong with you. Well, that's not how it is with God. He points out those things, and then he says, look, I want to make this right with you immediately. I want to get it out of our way so we can have this sweet relationship together. So what does he say? If you confess this, then I will be faithful and just to forgive you of it, and it'll be done with. Done with. That's how we can have this peaceful, reconciled relationship with God. Yes, he points out things to us. He reveals things to us. But we have this mode of confession that he gives to us so that we can be constantly walking with him in the light. Constantly at good fellowship with him. Constantly being able to have peace with God. Constantly being able to see truth and see lies. Constantly being able to understand what's right and what's wrong. That's what God wants for us. And that's the kind of relationship we should have with him if we're truly trusting in his Son Jesus Christ as our Savior. So that's what we need to do. We really need to evaluate our relationship with Christ. Let's not deceive ourselves. Do not self-deceive. Do not be self-deceived. Do not think that you can go on doing whatever you want and living however you want and think that you are right with God unless without because you're deceiving yourself. That's not true. If you are walking with God, then you're going to see that he reveals things in your life that call for confession. One of the roles of the Holy Spirit of God is to convince us of sin, judgment, and righteousness. Now, the Holy Spirit does a very good job doing what he is called to do. And if you have a relationship with Jesus, he says that you will have the Holy Spirit indwelling you. And this Holy Spirit that indwells you will convict you, convince you of sin, judgment, and righteousness. There is no doubt about it. You can bank on that. So, some have said to me, well, I must not be right with God because I know I did something bad the other day. No, wait a minute. Wait a minute. If you're convinced of this thing that you did was wrong, that's a sign that you do have a relationship with God. Okay? And it may be that the devil's trying to trick you and say, see, you're too bad to have a relationship with God. Now understand, that is a lie. No matter what you've done, if you will go to Jesus Christ and ask him for forgiveness, confessing that sin, he is faithful and just to forgive you of that sin. And if someone tells you that you can't be right with God because of something that you've done, then that is a lie. And don't let anyone tell you something like that. That is not the truth that we have revealed before us this morning. We can have a right relationship with God. You don't have to think, well, I'm too bad to have a right relationship with God. No, you can have this right relationship because you see that you are bad. Romans 3:10 tells us that there is none righteous, no, not one. 3:23 says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So the very first thing that we need to understand in order to have a relationship with God is that we are bad, that we do have sin, that we do need forgiveness. And He is so willing to give forgiveness to those who will acknowledge that, who will confess that He is the one who can forgive us of our sins, who will confess that they agree that their sin is awful, that they have a view of sin that is like the view of the Lord. Look at verse 7 for a minute. It says, but if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. Now, secondly, I want you to understand, because Jesus is our advocate, we have an elite fellowship with other believers. Now, it is elite because it is for those who walk in the light of Jesus. Now, elite here does not mean country club elite. Okay? Elite, when I say elite, I don't mean country club elite. You ever been to one of those fancy country clubs and everybody dresses up and speaks properly and, you know, talks about their flower gardens and things like that? And they kind of put on a facade, right? That's not what we're talking about here. As a matter of fact, it's kind of the opposite. You know, when you have a fellowship of believers, there's actually a revealing going on. There's a revealing going on. We can be open and transparent with each other because we all recognize that we are sinners, right? We don't have to put on a facade. We can be who we are. We can be open and transparent with one another. We can confess our sins to one another, too, because we understand that we all have sin. We all have sin. We can have sweet fellowship together, recognizing that we're grateful that God has forgiven us of our sins, that we do struggle with sin, but thank the Lord that He has forgiven us of that sin. We can all share common ground with the truths that have been revealed to us. We can all share common ground with trying to avoid being deceived by those who teach false doctrine. So there's this wonderful camaraderie, fellowship that comes with other believers because we have had our sins forgiven and we recognize that we all have sinned. It is also elite because there is a high price for being in this fellowship. I once heard of a country club where it cost $50,000 a year to belong to it. Now, that's a pretty high price to belong to a club. I'm not interested in any place like that. But can you imagine that? Well, this club that I'm talking about, this fellowship of believers, actually takes a higher price, much higher price than that to belong to. It costs the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, to be in this club. You see, Jesus Christ had to shed His blood to pay for our sins. And because He paid such a high price for His sinless perfect, with His sinless perfect body and blood, when He died on the cross, we can enter into this elite fellowship. Jesus has shed His blood for us, so that we could have our sins forgiven and so that we could be in this fellowship with other believers. So fellowship with other believers involves walking in the light of Jesus. If you don't have, you don't have to put on a facade in order to belong to this fellowship. The devil will try to say to you that you are not good enough to be in this elite fellowship. But remember, the price has been paid for you to be a part of this fellowship. And everyone else had that price paid for them as well. So, trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Trust in His payment for your sins. Realize that you can be open and honest about your sin with God and with others. And then you can have sweet fellowship. You shouldn't have to come to church thinking, well, I have to act a certain this way, and then you're acting a different way out in the world. It shouldn't be that way. You should be able to be the same person here that you are out there. And if you're not, then you need to do a spiritual evaluation. You really do. Our attitudes and actions should be constant, whether we're in the church or outside of the church. Our fellowship with one another should be the same. It's when you see me out at Walmart, my office, I come up to you and I say hi, it'll be just like it is when you come through the doors of the church. I'll be kind to you. I'll be friendly. Yeah. Try to anyway. Yeah. That's the way it ought to be. We ought to be able to have the same kind of fellowship wherever we are. Okay? Now, look at verse 8. It says, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Finally, because Jesus is our advocate, we have an effective way to maintain our fellowship with God and others. Now, saying we have no sin actually breaks fellowship with God. Understand that. Saying we have no sin actually breaks fellowship with God. One's view of sin is vital for our relationship with Jesus. This is why confession of sin is so important with our relationship with God. So as God reveals our sin, it is important that we confess it to God so that we can receive cleansing and forgiveness for our sins. You see, your relationship with Jesus involves a constant cleansing from sin. Now, I've used this analogy before, but it's true. Because your relationship with God is much like your relationship with others. Now, God never sins against us because He's perfect and holy. But we sin against God. So, when we sin against God, we need to ask Him to forgive us so that we can be in a right relationship with Him again. Think of it this way. If you're in a marriage relationship with someone, and you say something that's hurtful to them, or you've sinned against them, that relationship is hindered at that point. It's broken, and it needs repair. So what do you have to do? You have to go to that person and say, look, this is what I've done. It was wrong. Will you please forgive me? And if that person forgives you, then the relationship is back where it needs to be. That's the way it is with the Lord. He wants to constantly have a reconciled, right relationship with you. And so He has established this process of confession and cleansing so that we can continually have a right relationship with Him. So that our relationship with Him can be continually sweet and close. Why do we need to constantly confess our sins? Because we still sin. Anyone here not sinning anymore? I didn't think so. That's just a fact of life. Because sin still has a negative impact on our relationship with God and with others. Understand that. If you won't confess your sins to God when you're wrong, you won't confess your sins to others when you've wronged them. You'll just blow it off. If you'll blow it off with God, you'll blow it off with others. And I guarantee that will hurt your relationship with others. It's very important for us to see that. So ask the Lord to reveal your sins so that you can confess them and be cleansed and forgiven. This will keep your fellowship with God close and fulfilling. Remember, He is faithful and just to forgive you of your sins. He will do it every time you ask Him. He has promised that to all who are trusting in Him. So, our relationship with Jesus starts with a revealing that God is holy, sinless, and light, and that we are sinners in need of forgiveness. When we trust in the blood of Jesus for the forgiveness of our sins, we start our fellowship with God. This fellowship allows us to have an elite fellowship with other believers, a fellowship where we can be open and transparent with each other. Our fellowship with God is maintained by a constant confession and cleansing of sins. This maintaining, it keeps us close to the Lord Jesus Christ. And that is the main workings of our relationship with the Lord. Please, don't forget that. Don't forget that God is going to reveal things to you. He's going to reveal your sin. He's going to reveal truth to you. If this process is not constant in your life, then really seek the Lord and ask Him to help you understand your relationship with Him. And if you haven't accepted Him as your Savior, then please, please do. Trust in His death, burial, and resurrection for the forgiveness of your sins. And I promise you, because He promises, He will send His Holy Spirit to convince you of sin, judgment, and righteousness. And you will have a relationship with Him where you walk in the light. And as He reveals that to you, be willing to confess your sins. Don't try and hide them from God. Be open and transparent with Him. And we should be willing to be open and transparent with one another as well. We need to see that that's where the sweet fellowship with God comes, and that we can continue on in that fellowship with Him as we confess our sins and seek His forgiveness for our sins. We have an advocate with the Father. His name is Jesus Christ. Put your focus on Him, trust in Him, and ask Him to reveal your sin so that you can confess it and get it out of your life and have a sweet relationship with Jesus Christ.